We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That guy was exactly right. Ed Bouchette is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Ed, how are you today?
Just fine, Joe. Thanks.
My pleasure. There's a bunch of things I could ask you to start out with, but I have to ask about the Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeting out your argument, I guess, for Alan Faneca, how you laid it out. This is why you should vote for Alan Faneca to the other Hall of Fame voters. I hadn't seen anything like that, Ed. It led us behind closed doors to where all these decisions are made. What did you think of it?
Well, they've been doing that for a number of years now, Joe. I'm not a big fan because we get 5 minutes to make our case. In past years, they've showed maybe a minute of it, and people have ripped me because they saw that 1 minute. They didn't see the other 4 minutes, and they didn't think I made a very good case, you know? Now we get 5 minutes, they put out 3 minutes. And they did this for everybody, Joe, not just me. You know, there it is. My first 3 minutes, of course, it doesn't show any of the follow-ups or what I had to say later on. But nevertheless, you know, that's Hollywood. That's what they want.
Ed, there's only so much you can say from year to year. I think this is his sixth time. Do you try to change it up a little bit? I mean, what more can you do that other than let his statistics and, his career speak for itself?
Yeah, I tried different angles, Ron. I led off with the fact that he had his first seizure at age 15, and doctors told him he might want to consider not playing football anymore, and he said, the heck with that. You know, he has epilepsy. And he played in his entire career with that, taking medication, and missed just 2 games, one because Bill Cowher set down some fellows at the end of the season. And, made 6 All-Pros, moved to left tackle, you know, all that stuff. But I also I found a stat that it was sitting there. 2 stats were sitting there that I didn't really think about in the past. There have been 54 players in NFL history with 6 or more All-Pro teams. And he had 6, could have had 7 if he didn't make second team when he unselfishly moved to left tackle, okay? But let's say he had 6. That's what he had. 54 with 6 or more. All but 3 are in the Hall of Fame, and 1 is a punter, and 1 is Alan Faneca.
Does he get in this year?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I can't tell, especially this year, Joe, we only knew the final 10. They picked 5. The way they did it this year, they wanted to try and keep it secret without leaks, which means they don't trust us. I can't blame them. So we only know the final 10. We don't know the 5 who made it. I can tell you the talk was good for him. And the talk was also good for Baselli, if you think only one of those 2 linemen are going in.
Well, there's only 2 spots really this year, right, Ed? I mean, I think 3 of
those
guys.
I wouldn't
guys,
say that, Ron. I wouldn't necessarily say that.
You don't think that Peyton Manning is?
I didn't think Peyton Manning's in.
Okay.
It doesn't mean those other, and probably Charles Woodson's in. It doesn't mean Megatron's automatically getting a free pass his first year, but he might. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll be surprised if they don't, but, I mean, you guys have put in first ballot guys the last number of years, haven't you?
Not in wide receiver, we haven't.
Wow. All right, Joe, you got another Hall of Fame thing, or can I ask him some Steelers stuff here?
No, we can move on, please.
What's your feel on Ben, and what's your feel on Matt Canada? Is it anything changed? Is Canada in, do you think, for sure? And is what's your feel on Ben?
Well, I haven't heard any other candidates, so I think it is going to be Canada. Why they're waiting, I have no idea, Ron. And I don't have a problem with Canada being the guy. Some people think they didn't go out and search. Well, they brought him in last year. He's not exactly an in-house guy. You know what I mean? He's only been there 1 year. Ben, I don't know. I think that can still go either way, Ron. I really do. On either part, his or theirs. I think he might want to come back, but who knows? Once they sit down with him and, you know, if they tell him their plans are to, you know, kind of rip this up a little bit and gear toward 2022, why would they want him? I don't know. I don't understand why either side would want to see that this year. Because they're not going anywhere.
Well, Ben has a few dollars invested in this. That might be why he wants to see it, right?
He's going to make $19 million. He has made how much so far?
And never have enough, Ed. You know how guys look at it. They never have enough.
Well, yeah, but okay. He looks at it, then he looks at his right elbow. He might want to reconsider. You know, his knees probably are still pretty good. Go through another long season like that. What, is $19 million worth of knee? I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I think we're all thinking about it. First, from Ben's perspective, like, what would be the tipping point for him? Do you think getting rid of Randy Fichtner was one move in the direction of Ben not returning? What do you think he thinks of that, Ed?
I don't think he's a fan, but I do. You know, I do think that it's not the tipping point. I think another block, let's say, three bricks shy of a load. They were 1 year. Maybe we can add bricks here. Would be Maurkice Pouncey, you know. And from one of the reports I saw, and I don't know if it's true or not, he said he wants Juju back, which ain't happening. So there would be three right there.
Ed, I mean, what do you think of Juju? Now I see some sentiment out there. Well, maybe they can figure out a way to keep him back. Do you see that at any possibility?
No, I don't, Ron. I just don't. I mean, you're going to mortgage too much to bring him back. I just did an exercise that will be in tomorrow in The Athletic of how they can really dig into 2021, start fixing their cap, still be somewhat competitive, not as Super Bowl contenders, but, you know, don't embarrass themselves and, you know, reload for 2022. I think that's a good approach to take, and it's going to involve a lot of tough decisions. They're $22 million over the cap right now. $22 million, they have 35 players signed. Now, if the cap comes in higher, some think it might come in a little higher than the $175 million. Then they're a little better off. But there's some teams out there with some money. Juju ain't coming back. Juju's going to be a good commodity for somebody. He's going to sign a nice contract. He's young. He's productive. He's tough. And I don't think that team's the Steelers. I just completely dismissing that.
Ed Bouchette, with a very interesting appearance so far. You're causing me to think a lot today, Ed. He's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Do they ask Ben to take a pay cut?
I don't think they would do that. If they want him back, I would see more of an extension, Joe, to reduce that number. I don't know that you'd want to. I don't know that he'd want to embarrass himself. He's going to make $19 million. What are you going to pay him, $10? You know what I mean? I don't know that he's going to do that. You know, there's a lot of second-string quarterbacks making $10 million. I don't see that. I don't see him going anywhere else. I think it's I do think it could still get a little messy. Let's put it that way.
Ed, we were talking earlier, Philip Rivers retired today. You know, Cowher really liked him. I think liked him better than Ben. What would have happened if he'd have come here? Or Ben wanted to go to Cleveland. What would have happened if he'd have gone there? It's kind of fun to think about. I know Ben has said many times it worked out pretty well for him. But, I mean, who knows what Philip Rivers would have been like if he'd have come to Pittsburgh. And, I mean, is he a Hall of Famer in your mind?
Yeah, I think he is, Ron, even though he's never even been to a Super Bowl. Dan Marino, as we well know, was only at one and didn't win. I think he is. And here's the thing. He and I guess Drew Brees is retiring, right?
Yep.
If Ben does call it quits, those three guys are going to come up with a Hall of Fame at the same time in 5 years.
I didn't even think about that, Joe.
Who would you vote for if you had to vote for only one?
Well, I mean, I'd vote for Ben. He got two Super Bowls and three appearances, and Drew Brees has only been there once. But Drew Brees has the stats. You know, he played indoors a lot on some nice turf, and, well, not all of it was nice down there in New Orleans. I'm not going to be on that committee. I can tell you that, so I don't have to worry about it.
You're not going to hang around for five more years? What are you talking about?
Nope. Won't be there in 5 years, Ron. I may not be there. Who knows? We'll see.
This is getting very interesting, Ron, is it not?
I did not even think about it in those terms, but it's an excellent point. They all would come up at the same time.
All right. Ed, let's talk turkey on the defensive side of the ball because they've got to get rid of somebody. So of the starters this year, and I include Bud Dupree in this. So let's the starting defense, who's not back from that starting defense? I guess you think there's no chance Dupree will be back. Who beyond that?
Well, starters would be Avery Williams, and I don't know how you count him. I guess we're not counting him. Joe Hayden and Vince Williams. And there's $12 million right there.
Ed, do you keep Cam Sutton then? Sorry, Ron.
I try and sign Sutton. Yes. I try and sign Sutton. Joe's going to be 32. I don't know that he wasn't a Pro Bowler this year. For good reason. And Vince, you know, he's still, I think, a good linebacker, he's going to be 32. And then as I'm approaching it, this isn't going to be their year. It's his last year under contract. You don't bring him back in 22, so why are you bringing him back now? Go with Robert Spillane as an exclusive rights guy. It'll cost you nothing. You got Ulysses, cost you nothing, maybe a draft one, next to Devin Bush. Devin Bush is coming back. So I'm okay with that one. And Joe, while he's very popular and has been a really good cornerback, the numbers, $8 million, unless he can take a steep pay cut, I think maybe you move on there.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, Steven Nelson is younger, but I'm not so sure. And his cap hit is high, maybe not quite as high as Hayden, but it's still high. I'm not sure I wouldn't keep Hayden over Steven Nelson if one has to go. Do you think there's any chance that could happen?
Yeah, that's a chance, Ron. I mean, Nelson's in his last year. He makes 8.5 or 9. Somewhere 8-point-something. He does make more than Joe. It's not a whole lot more. You could do that, or you could try and sign him to an extension and reduce his cap for this year and look ahead to, when you're rebounding in 2022, you'll have him at corner and, you'll find somebody else by then.
Ed, if you were running the Steelers, would you bring back Ben?
Not if I not if I plan on doing what I want to do, which is not, I don't want to use the words blow it up. I'm not blowing it up. I'm retrenching. And I could talk to Ben about it. Hey, look, Pouncey's not coming back. Juju's not coming back. Connor's not coming back. The line is going to be different. Do you want to go through that? If he insisted on it, I'd probably bow to that because of what he's meant to the organization. And he could still play. I'm just looking at it from – I'm looking to rebuild for 2022. But if he wants to come back, fine. But I'm telling him I might work in Mason Rudolph. Just to, I need to know what I have there.
Ed, I don't want to speak for Joe, but and I'll let him correct me if I'm wrong. He thinks with what they have coming back on defense that they still can be a competitive team. Joe, if I'm wrong, please correct me. But you don't seem to feel that way next year. You kept saying we'll rebound the year after, the year after. I mean, you're just pretty convinced they're not going to be any good next year?
They're not going to be Super Bowl contenders. I could see 8-8, Ron. Look, are they going to be better next year than what they were this year, Joe?
Record-wise, probably not.
No, as a team. No, forget the record. As a team. Like, that record, and we can all agree now looking back after the collapse, was skewered somewhat. The Dallas game, you know, a couple of those other games, they squeaked by. I mean, they couldn't even beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. I don't think they're – I think they're going to be much worse. They're going to be worse next year than they are this year. So what's the point? You know what I mean?
Well, I still think they can have a good defense. I mean, we just talked. You said they're going to miss two guys from that defense. One was gone, and then you said you think Ben can still play. So if you think Ben can still play – and if they have a good defense and they're replacing guys on the offensive line like Pouncey, like I don't look at that and say, oh, my God, what are they going to do without Pouncey? I say, can they upgrade on that Marquise Pouncey with a young guy? Yes, I would think so. I think they can be better on the offensive line by replacing guys.
Yeah, no, you're right. The line wasn't very good, and I wrote that too, Joe. I said, hey, what, you know, how much worse can it be by switching some guys around? The pre's gone. Like I said, they're $22 million over the cap. Where are they getting the money? The pre's gone. Alu's gone. They don't have any really guy in waiting there in the defensive line to take his place. I'm not sold on Alex Highsmith. I'm sorry. I don't think he's tough enough.
Well,
Ed,
I mean,
out of time.
Yeah, let me just ask him one thing real quick here, and I know, Joe, we are. You know, is there money out there for somebody to pay a Juju? I mean, are all of these teams going to be up against the cap? I read New Orleans is $100 million over the cap. Is that an exception, or, I mean, are other teams going to have a lot of money to spend? I know there's probably some out there that do, correct?
There's going to be some that I have 70 and 80 million, Ron. Go look at the list in overthecap.com. There's a ton. And the Steelers are already 22 million over the cap. And those teams, if they adjust the cap from 175 to 195, they're going to get another 20 million on top of the 70 million they have. So,
don't you think that's still a good position, though, Ed? Receiver? I mean, it wasn't like Juju was Jerry Rice this year. He was a singles hitter this year. I think they'll be fine at that position.
Oh, I didn't say they wouldn't be fine. I'm just saying he's gone. And you know, you start removing – I still think he's a good, tough receiver. You start removing some of those guys. And, you know, this team has been good at doing that. But it doesn't help if you take a good receiver away unless you find another one. What about the tight ends? I mean, what are you going to do for a tight end? They can't keep both those guys. I don't know that I'd keep either.
Yeah, you might get better on that position. We have to run, Ed. We're 2 minutes over time here. We're well into overtime. This was a great appearance today. Thank you.
I'll be good paid overtime then, too, right?
You can lobby for that. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, I'll see you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.